Damn it! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
I never get tired of hearing that can open up. You know what?
Me either. And I need it, man. I need it because we've got not one, but 2 days of Dollywood planned the next 2 days. Yeah. Mama Bear's having her birthday tomorrow, and that's what she wants to do. So
happy
we're gonna
birthday.
Go up there. Yeah. So we're going to go do what she wants to do, hit the Dollywood. And then my parents are like, hey, the Flying Hawaiian's in. You know what we should do? We should go to Dollywood. So I'm like, all right, yeah, let's do that. But I'm going to need it after that. We're going to head on over to Tennessee Legend Distillery. So I'll be over there at 7 o'clock Friday. If you guys are swinging in, want some samples, want some good Tennessee whiskey, moonshine, bourbon, whatever you want to call it, come on in there and hang out. It's a great, great spot to be, and I look forward to seeing any cousins that make it.
Yeah, and I found out about that myself, Shane, because I was supposed to meet up with your brother.
Yeah,
in Knoxville, we had dinners, plans, and rented a place up there. He's like, hey, I'm going to Dollywood. Hell with you. So, yeah. All right. That's just my issues over here. But
when your mom says, happy birthday, by the way, Mike's got another one coming. So that'll be Mike's birthday. But
mom. So come downtown and come hang out because I'll be sitting there by myself. So that'll be fun. You know what?
I'm sure Flying Wine will skate out there soon enough. He ain't going to stay for the fireworks.
Right. Well, your brother may not care about me, but you know who does, Shane?
Who's that?
Mr. Sip, shout out. Look at all these cowbells, he said.
Oh, baby.
Now we've got one for every team now. We got Mizzou. We got Vanderbilt, Anchor Down, yeah. Malcolm. Ooh. Shout out, Malcolm. The legend, JP, got his own edition, The Voice. Shout out that.
That's awesome.
Kentucky. We got Kentucky representing now with John. We got Gamecocks. Be Creepy over here.
Be Creepy got in.
And then shout out the legend, Stephen Lassen, even
there
got his own cowbell.
Texas. Austin Peay.
Yes, man. So we're loaded up. You know what?
That's awesome, man. Man, boy, he's an artist. Does he got a link or something? We should post that. Maybe you can order a cowbell from him.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here, Shane. I just know cowbells keep showing up to my doorstep. You know what?
Yeah, the postman's probably like, what the hell is going on in here? Everything he brings over here is bringing, so usually mine's liquid.
Hey, Army wants to know, have you signed up for the hot yoga at Dollywood?
No, not yet. Not yet. I probably need it after this, though.
All right, Shane. All right, yeah, I think you will. Are you ready to get into this mailbag?
Yeah, let's do it. I hope it's some good ones.
Oh, we got some good ones, Shane. Believe it or not, everybody and their mother wants to talk coaching. But real quick, I want to give a shout-out. Moon Fairy asked a question.
Yeah.
Now, this is in the show notes. People never look at the notes, but I do provide this information. What is the title of the song every time when we play, and who does it? So shout out Crimson Calamity, Nashville band. They provided the music for free for years and years. So there's a link in there to the Spotify. So that would really help them out if you go and subscribe and check them out. Again, it costs you nothing to do it. And the song is Gypsy Heart from Crimson Calamity. So go check them out. Again, they've done us a solid.
Oh, great, great work. They've any jingle that we've needed created, they've helped out. So definitely check them out. Super, super talented girls.
Yeah, all the music comes via them. So, hey, and all the money comes from Rolls. Shout out Rolls Royce over there. Let's go, cousins. Hope all had a great day. Kick some tail on tonight's show.
Oh, we're sneaking up to it, ain't we? We're a couple of days away from separation Saturday? No, playoff eliminator.
Playoff elimination Saturday.
Hell yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it because I'm looking at these games, and we'll do predictions tomorrow. Don't forget, we'll jump on at 7 tomorrow. But I'm looking at them, I'm just like, ugh, there's a lot of Morristown Hondas in this crowd, Mike.
Yeah, and shout out Evelyn. So her question got the show title. Of course, she's an Auburn fan. She said, hey, coaching's a big topic to some of us right now. So, yeah, that's fair. And shout out Junior. Shane gave us $10. Howdy, tatty, gosh almighty. Ole Miss fans losing their damn minds over the coaching search. And we're only 3 days in. Go Gators.
Oh,
win,
man.
The bye.
I know. He's worried about Tennessee's baseball coach. Me too, Junior. Me too.
Hey, shout out SEC Sean. He's going to be the cousin picker this week, Shane.
All right, Sean. Come on, cuz.
So he just gifted a membership. Uh-oh. Let's see who he gifted here. I got it right here, Shane. Brent Miller. Brent,
welcome to the family. Somebody asked me, side note, about Tony, you know, and I said, you know, it's like that bar question you have, you know, you're at the end of the bar and you're just like, man, what would you give for a national championship? You know, would you give your left pinky? Would you give your toe? You know, we always do that. And it's like, you know, we got a national championship with Tony, so I'm happy. And if we got to suck for a few years, which I don't think Tennessee baseball will, it was worth it, in my opinion. 2024 will never be replicated.
Mm. You old baseball nut.
Yeah, that's just my two cents. I mean, we always do this. Like, what would you give for a national championship? You know, and I always thought about that. Like, 98, we always did that with Tennessee. You know, when we hit that natty, like, is it worth 10 years of, what did he call it? Mark Nagy. Decade of dysfunction.
Yeah.
Was it worth it? Hell yes, it was worth it, because 98 was special. Now, 20 years, that's a different story. You know, 30 years, now we're going on. It's time to crank a national championship. So I'd give up 10 years for a natty.
I vow, Shane, right now on this program, to stay committed to Tennessee baseball. I'm going to watch exactly the same amount that I watched under Tony Vitello. And guess what? I've never watched a damn one. So there
Not
you go.
Not one. Oh.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up.
It's a damn football Roll show, tie. Shane. I don't care about baseball. Shout out Steven Up. He gifted to Mason Matlock. Matlock,
welcome to the family. May need him when we get divorced here.
And Zio, he gifted Shade to Rod M. Field. Rod,
welcome to the family.
All right, Shane, back to the mailbag.
Yeah.
Chad, is it? Oh, wait. No, wait. There's one more before we get there. Cousin Shane's shirt.
Oh, hey. He's back.
The most creative cousin in the chats here. He's got a great question, Shane. If you had to pick one coach, and you can't say Hugh Freeze, that should be fired next, who is it, and why is it Shane Beamer?
Ah, that's the question. I love it. I don't think it's Beamer, though. It's Mark Stoops in Lexington, without a doubt. Not even close. And I feel like this thing is slipping, and it shouldn't be. With this Disney money, you know, there should be no reason that a football team should be this bad. And not this bad. I should say, I don't see light at the end of the tunnel bad. You know what I'm saying? At least with Mississippi State, we're seeing improvement. We're beating top 25 teams. I'm not seeing that with Kentucky. I'm seeing a program that is going the wrong way, and they've got a long way to keep them unless they can find some money. So Mark Stoops would be the one that I would fire.
And it's kind of crazy. I mean, I get it. It's fandom, right? But
yeah,
I don't get the Shane Beamer's got to go comments. I mean, this – hell, have they done a great job? No, but – you lost to Vanderbilt. Newsflash, they're in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri's top 15. Oklahoma's top 15.
Yeah.
LSU's top 20. I mean, this is what we talk about when all these coaches say, you know, this is a hell of a league and the losses are going to pile up. And now, again, I'm not sitting here making excuses, but somebody's got to lose these damn games. And it just happens that this year it's Carolina. You know what?
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a loser, right? And maybe the schedule gets a little easier next year, even though that's his pitch, you know, embrace the schedule. And, yeah, you at the time when you saw it, you probably didn't think Mizzou would be that good. You didn't think Vanderbilt would be that good, but they are. And this is where we're at. But last year, we didn't think that about South Carolina. And here they were knocking on the door for a college football playoff. So, I am definitely not. Now, if you start a new losing streak with Clemson and – you know, struggle to win a SEC game besides Kentucky, then yeah, I could definitely get you on the hot seat. But hey, the good thing about this South Carolina roller coaster, it may be a down year this year, but that just means next year you're back, baby.
I like that you say an SEC win. Wait. But not Kentucky.
We're not going to count. I just fired their coach, so.
Hey, shout out Cousin Shaw. Me and the wifey made SEC podcast appointment viewing, just like our Mizzou Tigers. We love all the cousins. Shout out Sean and your wife, Kendra.
Hell yeah. Thanks, cousins.
All right. How about this one, Shades? Great question. Emily Powell, shout out all official cousins. Get their question answered. Dream coaching hire for these three, Arkansas, Florida, and Auburn. And she adds, because we know Freeze better be next of the fired coaches. Dream coaching hire.
Let me ask you this. Let me put a little asterisk by it. Can it be the same coach for multiple spots or different? I think
I would think not.
Okay. I would say I'm hiring, right? I'm hiring Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Gruden. You talk about a team that's getting put on the map immediately. A dream hire for me. It's all about recruiting. And in this day and age, I feel you saw it with Colorado when Deion Sanders took that job. Imagine what you could do in an SEC program with a guy that loves the camera, you know, that has no problems recruiting. And if he had, you know, NIL money, which he will if he's there, yeah, I think Gruden to Arkansas would be a dream one. So I'll start with that one.
Hey, shout out to Always Cocky Pot. He says, Mike Shula's driven me to drink Tennessee.
Yeah, did you see the kids running around chanting Fire Shula? I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, they're on the campus right now. It's not a huge crowd, but it's growing.
And then Tyler, he says, felt like my wife left me today. Bye, Tony. It's hitting some of us harder than others.
Oh, Dad went to get milk, didn't he? In California.
All right, I think I got a perfect one for Arkansas, Shane.
Yeah.
And they ain't going to like it either. Mm-hmm. But, hey, the question is dream hire, right?
Yes.
For winning, for I think he's a good coach, for storylines, just to see how the fans of both teams would react. You want to take a wild guess who I'm thinking?
Nick Saban?
Eli Drinkwitz.
Oh,
come on home to Arkansas. Get this blood feud between Missouri and Arkansas going again. Again, this is dream hire, right? I think he's a hell of a coach. He's from Arkansas.
And we did this. We did it like we did a smaller version of this not too long ago, you know? If you think about your boy out there in Vegas, you know? Was he in Vegas now? I can't remember.
Dan Mullen?
No, the bull rider. The offensive coordinator came down. Shit, I can't think of it. You remember he rode the bull, and we asked Sam about it at Media Days. Odom. Yeah.
Oh, Barry Odom.
Yeah. So it's just another version of that.
And this is exactly why, Thor Hog, everybody would riot if they hired that idiot. But I think they would be mad at first.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd be like, fuck, you seen his record?
That's exactly what happens, man. You bash somebody, and then when he's on your team, you're like, you know what? He could be special.
And especially if he came out and was like, you know, they didn't think I'd leave Mizzou, but, you know, I want to come to a better program or something. You know, all it would take was one press conference. They'd be all in.
And where's Drink from, Mike?
Arkansas.
Know? I mean, I'm just saying, it's family's from there. I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but yeah, wouldn't that be that would the stories would write their we could do a 3-week show just on that one right there. And you know Drink would make a scene as soon as he got down there, which I would absolutely love.
All right. How about Florida? What is the dream hire for Florida?
Oh, dream hire for Florida I think is Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin to Florida would be a absolute dream hire just to go from the lack of offense to an explosive offense would be unreal. I mean, it'd be night and day. And you talk about rejuvenating a fan base. This would be electric.
Yeah. And I think that's why that's the name on the tip of everybody's tongue, Shane. So yeah, easy selection for me, Lane Kiffin. I think that's a dream hire.
Yeah, again,
we're doing dreams here. Not saying it's going to happen, but Lane Kiffin, just in so many ways, makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, Tennessee fans, they love Kiffin. They hate Kiffin. They're back to loving him.
God. Yeah.
They'll go back to hating his ass if he's a Florida coach, you know. So so many different ways, but offense, fun football. Yeah, I think he'd have Florida competitive overnight.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And everybody in the SEC would hate it. Everyone except Florida fans. So, yeah, right. Let's just hope it don't happen.
All right, how about for Auburn? What dream hire?
I mean, obviously, dream hire. And wouldn't it be funny if you talked about, I joked about Nick Saban. I'm not saying he's going to, right? He's too old. He's not going to do it. So I want to do kind of a realistic hire. Somebody that used to be in the SEC that's not right now, but I think he would flourish if he comes back down here, and that's Dan Lanning. I would love to get him out of Oregon, back up the truck, say, hey, let's do this thing, and get him down there on the plains. Could you imagine that place exploding?
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right, Shane, and that's probably better even than my answer. But, hey, I've already thrown it out there, and maybe I'm putting this guy on a pedestal. He's probably going to be the next Chad Morris, Shane.
Yeah.
Give me John Summerall. Down in Auburn. Yeah. What we need here, we need is a damn football coach.
Yes.
This guy, he's not going to be flashy. He coaches defense, hard-nosed coach. And, again, I love Dan Lanning. That'd be a home run hire, of course. I wouldn't say no to that, of course. But I can only imagine, you know, the hundreds of millions of dollars it's going to take to get his ass. And I'm not saying we have to go on the cheap here.
Yeah.
But, what do we all talk about with all this stuff, Shane, is – Just get you a football coach and surround him with quality assistants and coordinators and spend money on NIL. So you put all that together, I think you can get a better package if that makes – whatever it costs you to get just Dan Lanning, I think you can get John Summerall, elite coordinators, NIL budget, staffing. I think you can get all that. And, again, I'm not saying it to be cheap, but I think if you just try to go out and spend $100 million, you know what I think you end up with?
What?
Brian Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just, you know, that's before they staffed everything. So, I don't know. I think a dream scenario, just get you a coach at Auburn. I think they're going to have a hell of, if they can keep the roster together, which I think they can in this NIL portal era, I think you can keep it together and maybe even upgrade at quarterback. But I think you can keep the rest together, and I think you can have a hell of a team as soon as next year.
What if you, if you're looking for a cheaper but effective and piss the fans off, why don't you go over there and grab Ryan Grubb real quick? I can't argue with how great the offense is from, you know, in year two. And that would make things tough for Kalen DeBoer. So I just feel like that would be a definite Auburn move right there.
Yeah. Hey, shout out the Yagi. Beat the hell out of LSU. Kelly going to be on Bourbon Street shining shoes after Saturday. Oh. Love the show. Been watching every episode. Y'all rock. We appreciate you, Aggie.
You think his dad's quietly rooting against him, you know, see? So you can get Lane Kiffin down there.
Hey, shout out on Texas. I think Gators should go rogue, hire Howie Roseman. That's the Eagles GM. Yeah. It's a new era of college football. Head coach and GM. Now, he went to Florida, if I'm not mistaken. So that'd be pretty wild. Maybe that's the strategy, Shane, where you hire – what you're really hiring is a GM.
Yeah.
And just make sure you – the problem is you got to annually make sure that you got elite offensive and defensive coordinators, but that'd be something, wouldn't it?
Do you think that happens at one point in our lives where we're giving more money to the GMs than we are the head coaches?
If that GM, you know, has a proven track record and builds a winning team over and over?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll have earned that.
Yeah. I just wonder if they'll be like that type of department. So it'll be like a GM / recruiting, you know, that's their deal. NIL head coach is just taking the talent that's given to him and doing something with it. So it wouldn't blow my mind if that's not the next chapter of this college football.
Hey, shout out Cousin Mason. I guess he's never watched before, Shane. He says, Mike, looks how he sounds. Shane, I thought would have a comb over.
Tried it for a moment. Wasn't working out, you know? You know, it's funny. Our papaw, he has the same hairline that I did. It's just, he just never fired it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just kept it, and he had that. And I remember as a kid in the light, I was looking. I was like, papaw, I said, your hair's like the woods, you know, like if you're looking over top, you can just see the canopy, but I can see all the roots in there or the trunks in there. And he said, this will be you one day. And I was like, oh, you crazy, Papa. And my God, he was right. But I shaved mine.
All right. How about this one, Shade, from Cousin Michael Riley? Do you think ADs will become phased out with the new rules? It seems like boosters run the program now. So that's an interesting question. But I think if you have a good AD, of course, I don't know if this guy's a good AD anymore, Shane, since Tony Vitello left. But, Danny White, I mean, his strongest ability is fundraising.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I still think there's quite a role for ADs, but it makes sense because you know, Michael Riley, he's a Florida fan. So case in point, Scott Strickland, you know, shout out Matt Hayes, who wrote the article, said, hey, the big money people told him, get Billy out of here. Otherwise, the checks are going to stop.
Yeah.
Boosters are more powerful than ever. But Again, I don't know that Scott Strickland's that good of an AD, to be quite honest with you, because you just look at his track record of hiring. I know they hired a good basketball coach, but beyond that, that's about the only good hire Strickland has made. So I think it's more about a good AD versus a weak AD that kind of cowers to the boosters. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think Adam hit the nail on the head. Boosters have always run the program. I mean, they have. They've always made the moves and gave the opportunities to some of these coaches and stuff. But, you know, I don't know. When you start taking in all this media money, I think it – I don't think it lessens the pressure, but you know what I'm saying? It's almost like – I don't know. Like you see these buy-in schools, when it's their year, they're buying in. That's, I think, is when the AD's really going to come in handy, when they can pitch and sell to these boosters saying, hey, this is the time. We've got everything in place. So, yeah, AD at the end of the day is just he's a beggar, you know. He is a guy begging these boosters to get the money to convince them to go all in. So, yeah, I do not think they're going to lose their jobs anytime soon.
Have you ever gotten any calls? Like I get calls sometimes from Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they're like, would you like to donate to the alumni? Yada. And I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah, our calls are totally different, Mike. You know, I got one the other day, and they were asking me how my meal was at the Cheesecake Factory. They asked me if I wanted to take a survey because I joined their membership. So, yeah, we're not getting the same calls, Mike.
Hey, shout out All Day Trey. He asked a question. I think this is the first time All Day Trey's been in asking questions in the mailbag, so we appreciate you, Trey. Trey Drowdy. Does Lane Kiffin take the Florida job before or after championship weekend? Go Dogs.
I think there'll be rumors, right? There'll be rumors. You just can't keep anything secret anymore in this world. So I would imagine there'll be, especially the kids, right? You know, the kids are, they're on social media all the time. And if we start seeing some Gainesville trips, you know, we're going to start putting two pieces together. So
flight tracker.
Yeah, you better believe it. And that's a high profile name that they'll be following. But truthfully, I feel like Lane has made so many mistakes as a young coach. He's not going to make that same mistake here. He will finish the season. He will finish a game. I'm not saying he even leaves. I'm just, if it happens, he will not, until he wins, I can't imagine him doing that.
Here's the real question, Shane.
Yes.
Because, again, All Day Trey, he says, before or after championship weekend, the real question is, does Ole Miss make the playoff? Because if they make the playoff, he ain't leaving. He ain't leaving in the middle of a playoff run. And playoffs are well after championship weekend, so... If I'm a Florida fan,
yeah,
I'm rooting against Ole Miss every damn week so that he doesn't make the playoffs. And then he, again, I'm not even saying he's leaving, but if he does, he can get there sooner. Does that make sense?
Well, I go back to all the tough losses that Lane has had. And one of the things that he talks about is talent not there yet. You go back 3 years ago, that was kind of, remember
Georgia game,
the Georgia game, he was just saying, we are not the same. And I feel like if they do not make the playoffs this year, it's going to be because of a talent gap in one of these teams. And it may be, even if they do make the, I would say this, if you make the playoffs, and let's say that first game's against an Ohio State, you know, I mean, or another powerhouse that's got a ton of talent. You know, I feel like that would be the case where Lane's just like, dude, I don't think I can do it here. You know, where can I go? He does his legacy. I don't know. I'm speaking for him like we're best friends. I don't know exactly what he's thinking. Lane Kiffin can stay in Ole Miss for the rest of his life, and I've told you this. His legacy can be the best coach that's ever been in Oxford, Mississippi. But, you know, if he's not getting to the dance, I feel like that would eat at him after a while.
Mm. And this is a good question from Lou here. If Ole Miss started losing, why would Florida want him? But, dude, I think Ole Miss could lose out. I mean, I don't think they will, clearly.
Yeah.
But I think they could lose out and Florida would still want his ass.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
They would maybe not Citadel.
Oh, yeah. They'd be like, well, he already had his mind on it, on the real job here. So they'll make excuses for him.
Yeah. hey, all right, shout out. Cousin Kyle. Kyle Lovingood. Shady's been with us for years.
Yes.
But I don't know why he's asking this one. I really don't.
Uh-oh.
At what point does Cousin Shane hop back on the A&M bandwagon? He basically said he was done with A&M this offseason. I mean, Kyle, are you putting this two and two together? Shane's on the bandwagon. A&M disappoints.
Yeah.
A&M sky high. Shane ain't on the bandwagon. I mean, why would you want him to anchor down your program here?
Yeah, anchor dad. Jeez, why the fat comments there? Yeah.
Well, no, I just met with your.
You better get some more horses, man, because if y'all win this week, then big old Clydesdale's going to be carrying my bandwagon ass around. So this is it for me. Because right now, I'm not in the camp that A&M's not played anybody because I think Notre Dame's somebody, right? I thought Florida was somebody. But LSU on the road, Death Valley at night, you know. I feel like if you go down there and get a win, you're here, you know, just like you did last year. The reason we got so excited about Texas A&M was because of the win against LSU. But I feel like that 8-4 talk goes out the window. We're talking about A&M now an SEC championship contender if they beat LSU. So, I may not be completely in the wagon, but it's weighted down because I got a foot on it, you know?
Yeah, that's funny. Well, you know what I get? Wait, you know what I got my foot on there, Shane?
What's that, man?
Besides that bandwagon, some Bubs Natural. Oh, they sent me some of this good stuff, Shane. And that's why I know I haven't washed it today, but that's why I got this hair. That's why I got these nails, these peptides, Shane. They really help you out. Go check them out. Bubs Naturals Collagen Peptides. BubsNaturals.com. Promo code that. SEC get you 20% off your order, Shane. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, don't forget that promo code, that SEC. That way they know we sent you. Shane, I know we're getting older, right? Joints hurt in the morning.
Yeah.
Recovery from the gym.
Yeah.
You know all about that. Hair's thinning, your nails is breaking. Well, even all that can be helped, Shane, with this Bubs Natural. Age sucks, but it don't have to, Shane. Go check them out, naturalbubs.com, promo code that SEC to get 20% off your full order. There's a link in the show notes. Go help the show out. Help yourself out, more importantly, Shane. Go to bubsnaturals.com, promo code that SEC.
God, if I had Bubs 20 years ago, I would have been unstoppable. Oh, jeez.
How about this one, Shane, from Cousin Danny Hines? Will some coaches avoid the SEC because the conference is going to 9-game conference slate next year, making it harder to get to 10 wins, or will they take the job for the bigger buyout? What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, man. I just feel like SEC teams, majority of them, are just coveted spots, right? But you could also see them as launch pads for the NFL. You can see them launch pads for other jobs. I mean, look around the country. Most of them have coached at some point in this. Like, if you look at the most successful coaches in the country, at some point they were either an assistant here or, you know, had some interaction with a Southeastern Conference football team. So, yeah, I don't think there'll be a shortage of names, but you know, I do also think that there is some light at the end of the tunnel with this situation. Contracts are coming, boys and girls. You know, it's right around the corner. And I feel like life is going to get a little bit easier on these coaches, especially when you're locked in. Now you don't have to worry about this portal open, that portal open. They're trying to make their lives a little bit easier.
Yeah, and here's the deal, Shane. If a coach is afraid of a 9-game SEC slate,
get
his ass. I don't want any part of that. No. I want someone that wants to compete. I know we've made fun of O'Brien Kelly, and I don't know if it was, you know, I probably was more to do with the $100 million guaranteed or whatever. But when he got down here and said, I came down here to win the national championship. I can't do it at that other school, even though they about did it last year without his ass. You know, that's what I want. I want a coach that's going to come down here and for with the intended purpose. That's why Saban came to the SEC.
Yep.
Want to win, want to be win big, want to be a legend. If 9 games scares you, you know, you're Mark Stoops. Get the hell out of here. I don't want none of that.
Get your Cignetti ass out of here, you know, you coward.
You know who's not a coward, Shane?
Oh, Benton.
Benton Burge, appreciate you. $5. Could or would any team get Brent Key, the Georgia Tech coach? Shane, they're number 7 in the country. What do you think? He is a He's feisty. He's a Georgia Tech grad, but you know, how long can you really do that up there at Georgia Tech? I certainly think he would be a candidate. He's been at Alabama. He's coached under Saban.
Yeah.
He's got that going for him. I wouldn't be stunned either if Auburn looked at him.
No, he would. I'm kind of surprised he has it. You know, I guess he's waiting for Haynes to officially get out. You know, as soon as he gets done with his 7th year, I think maybe we look at that option. But hey, he's a winning coach. He is a very. I mean, he's put Georgia Tech on the map again. And you know, we're not talking about it. But sometimes I look at Georgia's schedule and I'm like, damn, let's not forget. You know, what this game looked like last year, was it going to look like this season? So I feel like this absolutely could be a home run hire for one of these SEC teams if they were able to get him.
Yeah, great point, Shane. I always see Georgia Tech, and I'm like, that's a pick-your-score game, you know. Right. But it hasn't been under this Brent Key. So, you know, just the fact, though, Shane, that Georgia Tech took the game, home game, away from their stadium. Listen, let's put it in Mercedes-Benz. Let's sell out. It would be nothing but dog fans.
Yep.
I mean, shit like that. That's how you lose your coach, in my opinion.
Yep, absolutely.
Because you're doing him a disservice. Unlike this legend, Shane, the Storm Chaser, EJ. He's back with 5 memberships, Shane, to the channel. Shout out,
thank
EJ.
You, cuz.
He gets to, not so fast, Shane. Because this place has been looking for you. I think Corrections 101, he got gifted. Annabelle Collins, Bry Guy, Gas Man, that's my nickname. And Tyler G,
welcome to the family.
Courtesy of old Storm Chaser.
Hell yeah. Thank you, cuz. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, is Corrections 101, are they still looking for you?
That's the other calls I've been getting, you know? I can only spam them so long, you know?
All right, hey, I like this one, Shane, from Cousin Strapman, official cousin here. Who will make a bowl game this year out of these 3? And I guess it could be multiple, but he wants to know. So let's go one by one. Auburn. Okay. Does Auburn make a bowl game? Auburn's 3-4, so you got to get to 6-6 with the remaining schedule at Arkansas, Kentucky at home, at Vanderbilt, Mercer, and Bama at home. So we'll give them Mercer, of course. So really what we're asking is, can they win 2 others?
Yes, and at 58%. That's probability.
I mean, with this damn defense, that's going to keep them in – even Alabama, it's going to keep them in every game. You just got to hope they don't, like, let go of the rope here because the offense is – so bad. You know what?
I've been telling you, it's the best 3-4 team in the country, without a doubt. So Arkansas is about to get it. Okay. Well, unless they lose. And then
all right. And then he also wants to know Mississippi State. So we're 4-3. So we got to win 2 more. We got Texas at home, at Arkansas, Georgia at home, at Missouri, and Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl at home. Got to get 2 more. Does State get there?
I'm saying no, and let's say 50%. Let's say 51% is yes. I would say they're probably around 32%, in my opinion. 31, what, maybe.
What is your percentage if I guarantee you they beat Texas?
So
they got to win 1 more.
I would put it up a little bit, but not much. 55.
Okay.
They got a tough road ahead of them. They got some tough teams, man. Tough teams.
And then last one he wants to know about, as my dog goes off here, Florida. Florida's 3-4. They got to get to 6-6. Remaining schedule, Georgia and Jacksonville, at Kentucky, at Ole Miss, Tennessee at home, Florida State at home. Got to win three of these.
I'm going to go 39% no.
Yeah.
39% no. So I'm under 50. And, I mean, obviously I'm looking at Kentucky. But, you know, again, Kentucky's looking better. And I'm, you know, I hate to admit it, but Tennessee, you know, at the Swamp, we know how that. And Florida State, those are the three games that I'm kind of looking at right now.
So where did you say 39%, 31%?
31%.
You said 31%. 39, no.
39% like, oh, no. Yeah, so the way I was
so
looking at it
is like.
That
makes me think it's like.
Yeah.
60.
You so know. No, what I was thinking is like 0 to 100.
Gotcha.
If it's over 50, then it's in the yes bracket. You
gotcha.
Know, so.
No, it took me a minute, but I'm piecing
it took
together
three.
Your.
You know, by the time we get to game four, you'll understand what I'm doing here.
Hey, you know what? You know who I figured out, Shane?
Who's that?
Chuck,
welcome to the family. He said, Arkansas ain't losing another game, son. What's Arkansas? Hey, let's do Arkansas real quick.
Okay, yeah, I think that's fair.
That wasn't on there.
Yeah. Here's the remaining schedule. So we're 2-5. We got to get to 6-6. Auburn at home, Mississippi State at home, at LSU, at Texas, and Mizzou at home. But I would argue, Shane, on paper, you look at LSU, you look at Texas, you're saying, oh, God, you know, these are elite teams.
Yeah.
Are they? I don't know. And LSU will be coming off A&M and Bama back-to-back before they get us, and we get 2 weeks to prepare for them. And, I mean, Texas could be in shambles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. 19%. We should have done them.
Hey, shout out Corrections. He says, ha-ha, very funny. I work in Corrections. I'm not a resident. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. This is that guy that was in the cruiser the other day. You remember?
The guy that was in the back.
Yeah, he was in the back. Yeah.
All right. Hey, shout out Cousin Bang Bang. What a name.
All right. Cool name.
So he's a Razorback. So we were just talking about him, even though 19%, says Shane. Bobby P, how good/bad of a job has Bobby P done? He has Arkansas in a position to win almost every game, but a loss is a loss. And I mean, this is what I can't wrap my head around, Shane, and I guess I'm not allowed to say anything about Bobby Petrino, because if I say I don't want him to be the head coach, I hate him, I despise him, literally never said any of those things. I think he's an elite offensive coordinator. He's developed Talen Green into arguably the best quarterback perhaps in the country. But what is the difference here, Shane? Why is Bobby P getting all the credit? Last I checked, I mean, yeah, they played well against Tennessee. They played well against A&M. But, I mean, is this not literally the same thing as Ole Miss and Memphis? And
yeah.
I mean, it's just the same old, same old. I don't notice a huge difference now that Bobby Petrino's in charge.
Maybe more points. But I will say this. One of the things, if you're looking at the upside here, right, I look at the one thing that Arkansas has trouble with is going toe-to-toe with anybody. Because they basically got to. They got to just trade blows on offense. And say what you want, A&M can do it, Tennessee can do it. Lord knows Notre Dame did it. Ole Miss did it, you know. But can Auburn do it? Can LSU do it? Texas? I mean, I'm not super confident that if Arkansas continues to play offense like they're doing right now, that those teams can keep up. Now, I guarantee you they're better defenses than they've probably faced all season. But again, Talen Green is playing out of his damn mind right now. And I guarantee you NFL teams are watching it. This kid is if you're talking about the progress of Bobby P, you gotta look at the quarterback and see what he's done with that man from this time last season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess the question is, though, how good of a job? I mean, he's done a good job.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's nothing I've seen to be like, we gotta get this guy the head job.
The only thing, Mike, is I feel like if Bobby P would have had the job with Memphis, we probably had a win, you know? Mm-hmm. If we would have had it with maybe Ole Miss, I don't know. I don't know. You know, because, again, it's I felt like he had free rein on offense anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, honestly, I I don't know if it would have changed now that I think about it. Unless the kids are playing harder, you know?
Right. Hey, Shane, I keep seeing in the comments, I haven't really commented on this because I don't know. You can't just trust everything you see these days. So
yeah.
But apparently, even Shane sent it my way. This SEC ref.
Yeah.
I don't know that really happened.
I don't know the source. Yeah, we'll fact check it later. So I went ahead and sent it out there. Yeah. It should happen.
Let me get more information before I.
But apparently, the official at the Auburn. Auburn Georgia game was apparently suspended, and that's what they're saying right now. I don't want to give his name. You can Google it and find it yourself. But
yeah,
we don't know if that's true or not. But it may be on my feed somewhere.
But I bet Hugh Freeze started that rumor.
Oh yeah, yeah. See, now we got to erase that. That wasn't a loss. They're the best. What would they now be? 3-3 and a 1 here?
Hey, shout out Surfer Dog. Shane, I believe his name is Charlie. Shout out Charlie. He found his way to the mailbag questions. Appreciate you. Hey, guys, I know you're both Tennessee boys, but if you were forced to move out of Tennessee to another city or state with an SEC presence, where would you move?
That's a great question.
And he just adds quality of life, food, football culture, etc. Love the show.
I mean, the older I get, the less I like cold weather. I never thought I'd be that guy. I will say this. I like Kentucky because it's very similar to Tennessee. So I don't think we'd miss much. We still have the Smokies and stuff. But
yeah. I mean, Shane loves them mountains.
I will say one thing that if I had to pick, like, I guess the perfect state, and you may disagree with me here, Mike, but I think I like Georgia. Now, I'm going to tell you why I like Georgia, because it's a big state. They have the mountains. You know, we did Helen. I told you that. Little German town. I thought that was pretty damn cool. So I still got the mountain side of it. But then you go further south, you got Savannah, you got Tybee Island, you got, you know, Jekyll or something like that. But they got – and – they got golf. Now that I'm a golfer, they got some serious golfing going on. So, I don't know. Maybe I do a little Georgia.
Oh, it's interesting you say that, Shane, because I didn't know if we had to be very specific and say like a college town.
Yeah.
Which I don't think it necessarily he's saying. But if we did, I was going to say Athens.
Yeah.
I love Athens. And they have a long thing, Shane, where like all the coaches – Richt, you know, Dooley and Donnan. I mean, all those guys, even though they get fired, they stay in Athens because it's that great down there. So that if I had to pick a college town, maybe Athens. But if it's anywhere in the footprint, because I think maybe that's the real question.
Yeah.
Wild card here. I like Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, I love Charleston. Yeah.
That'd be my answer.
Hey, Myrtle Beach ain't bad if you're golfing too. So, you know, the Carolina coast is great. I love it. It's the other part of Carolina I don't care for. I feel like every interstate is being worked on every day forever. So, I don't know what that. I think they're trying to keep people from like, man, if they just can't get here, maybe they don't want to move here. I saw some folks say in Florida, and I like Florida. Don't get me wrong. I like to visit Florida, but they don't have basements where I can fire off tweets to Billy Napier. So I'm not the only thing about Florida I can't stand is just the choppy neighborhoods. You know, I had a kid that lived down there, it's like every house looks the same. It's so close to each other. It just seemed like there's a lot of privacy down there.
Yeah. Hey, shout out Thor Hulk. Shane, he's an official cousin. We appreciate you, cousin Thor. If Arkansas beats Auburn this weekend, how many times will Hugh want to play Arkansas again this season? 9 out of 10?
Yeah, absolutely. Jeez.
Hey, shout out Duddy Price. Gave us a donation. Where were you guys when Tennessee won their last natty? Any good stories from the night of the win? Is he talking what sport? Football, baseball? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we've won so many natties. We're in everything school. But let's say football, 98. I was still in high school, so that's how long it's been, man. It's been a long time. So I think I watched it at my grandfather's house now that I think about it. And I remember I do remember because it was Florida State, and I was pissed that we're playing Florida State because I think it was Kansas State we were going to play, and then they messed up in the big whatever the conference was back then.
Yeah,
they messed up, so I knew we could beat Kansas State. Florida State dropped one earlier in the season. I was afraid with those guys, Peter Wark and all them. I was like, I don't know about these guys. But when we started scoring touchdowns and whatnot, I was like, damn, we could keep up with this team. I'll never forget being excited. And for me, there was a little extra on the game because we had a kid that was from our school that was playing on the team, Spencer Riley. So we got to see him quite a bit. And I'll never forget those offensive linemen. They were growing their beard. They weren't going to cut their beard until they lost the game, and they didn't. So it was pretty damn cool seeing one of your hometown boys winning a natty.
Yeah. The only thing I remember from that, Shane, was I was going to turn on the game or whatever.
Yeah.
And my dad wasn't there. And I asked my mom, I was like, because that game was in Phoenix or Tempe, yeah, or whatever. I said, hey, where's dad? And she's like, oh, he's at the national championship. I wasn't even told,
You didn't even get to go.
Hey, shut up. Corrections 101. Dang, you are on me. I listened to cell phone to prison to watch on my cell. Don't snitch me out to the warden, please, and thank you. Figured it about quick, Shane.
Yeah, I hope it wasn't a big phone.
I love this name. The question's throwing me for a little bit of a loop here, though. Cousin Latex Larry.
Nice.
Official cousin. Why does it feel like Brian Kelly will be LSU's Jimbo? Les Miles was fired after a 10-3. Coach O let go after a natty. Noting the fuse in Baton Rouge has been shorter for better coaches.
Yeah. I don't know if I would quite do Jimbo, though, because Jimbo,
We got better by getting rid of Jimbo.
Yeah, because we are hovering at that 9-10. It's just getting over the hump, getting into the playoffs. Yeah.
Maybe he means from a buyout, because that was a massive amount to get rid of Jimbo.
Well, yeah, maybe that. Now, that would make sense. But if you're just talking wins and losses, I would probably compare it to, Mark Rick or something, He never won an Addy, always kind of hovering at that 9-10 win, and that's why ultimately they wanted to make the move. So, yeah, I would say that.
I just think, now fair or not, Shane, I mean, expanded playoff, you're judged if you can make the playoff.
Yeah.
All the previous coaches have won a national championship by this time, and you can't even make a 12-team playoff in any of the years you're there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that just speaks to the high expectations they have at LSU, and you better meet the expectations,
Well, I would think LSU fans, when they found out we were going to an expanded playoff, hell, when they thought they were going, when we went to four, I would imagine they're sitting there like, well, we'll always be in the 12 conversation, there's no way that, because they look at those AP, look at all those AP finishes, LSU's always hovered toward the top. So yeah. And the fact that we've had this and they've not made it once once they did, but you know what I mean? Since Kelly's been down there.
Right. Right. And shout out Johnny Delgado, Shane. Welcome
to the family. Cool name.
Don't rewind. And so when we said Johnny. Beamer's a good coach, he's out on Beamer.
Yeah, <I did. laughs> he may have been one in the chance, just now got here,
Hey, shout out the official turnover trash can, Shane.
Oh, nice.
What a name. If you could assemble a dream team of SEC coaches, who would you choose? Head coach, coordinators? And he put quarterback coach, offensive line coach, defensive line coach, and one analyst. Would you like to hear my list here?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, head coach, it goes without saying. That's an easy one, right?
And I could pick any of them?
Yeah.
Nick Saban.
Boom. Nick Saban's my head coach.
Yeah.
Offensive coordinator I had to think about. Now, again, this is dream, right? So is this realistic? No, but dream. Steve Spurrier. Give me the head ball coach as an offensive coordinator. I won't be stopped. He could go spread. He could go Connor Shaw running stuff. I mean, the man did it all, and he's going to talk trash while he's doing it. Defensive coordinator, give me Brent Venables. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, you can't argue.
We ain't losing much with Brent Venables calling defensive plays, right?
No. Uh-uh.
Quarterback coach, Bobby Petrino. Offensive line coach, give me Sam Pittman.
Yeah.
Defensive line coach, Rodney Garner. He's doing a hell of a job at Tennessee. He's been at Georgia. Yeah. He's been at Auburn. Yeah. He's been everywhere. All he does is produce elite defensive linemen. And give me analyst, Shane. I got one analyst. Mm-hmm. Give me Butch Jones to go get my ass some coffee, and it better be hot. You know what?
Oh, that'd be a good one. That'd be a good one. The only thing I'd change on that one for sure would be the offense, and I'd probably go with Lane Kiffin on that one. I thought about it,
but Kiffin and Saban have worked together.
Yeah.
There was some friction. We'll just say that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Spurrier had some friction too, so.
Yeah.
Hey, he'll just quit halfway through. You know, like, the hell with this. I'm going back to Florida.
Shout out Bill F. N. Murray. Welcome to the family.
Hell yeah. Cool name.
Isn't it wild to think about for a minute there? Bama had Saban, Kiffin, and Kirby as their head coach and coordinators.
Yeah. No, they had – I saw a list of all other ones. Cristobal was on there. I mean, they had a list of all kinds of studs. Yeah, and I feel like at the end of the day, Mike, that's part of the reason that Alabama sucked toward the tail end of Saban's career. It's just he made some bad hires. And, you know, Saban was always notorious for making, like, great hires. I love watching the video. There's a video floating around when he was talking about expectations of practice, you know, and this video, he's basically saying we didn't explain it during the walkthrough today. He goes, now we've got to do it tomorrow. And that cuts into 4 minutes of practice time. And it's those small details that you don't think about, but that's the way he was, you know, working.
And I think people hated working for him too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cause he was so demanding. Now,
yeah,
it could get you a job.
Yeah,
he could save your job, so people would do it, but they didn't last long. Usually, you know what?
Yeah, that's right. But it made them better coaches.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, shout out Toby. Appreciate the donation. Y'all think Kiffin is waiting to see who offers more, Florida or Ole Miss? Also, what do y'all think of the odds of Kiffin coming to Florida?
Me personally, I think Kiffin is waiting to see if LSU job opens. Me personally, and I don't think he's taking Florida. I think he'll stay in Ole Miss. He'll stay in Ole Miss unless LSU comes available. How about that?
I think if Ole Miss makes a playoff, he's staying at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I really do think that. But I think I think there's only two reasons, and really one reason, well, maybe two reasons, why he would leave, Shane. Again, that's like the $1 million. Why the hell would he leave Ole Miss for Florida? Because this ain't St. Chapetball's SEC. I mean, hell, I think – this may sound crazy, but I think Ole Miss is just as good a job as Florida.
Yeah.
Because Florida, they don't have their shit together. They really don't, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And Kiffin gets to do whatever the hell he wants at Ole Miss, and he's doing a hell of a job there. So why would he leave? The only reason, I think, would be if he believes, and it doesn't matter what you say, it doesn't matter what I say, it doesn't matter what any of the cousins say, if he believes he can win a national championship at Florida, and he can't do it at Ole Miss. That's the only reason I think he would leave. That, and I would add just a little bit. I don't know how much this motivates him, but I think it does a little bit. Just the spectacle and the spotlight, because he's a unique guy.
Yeah.
To where I think people think he wants to be the center of attention, and he does on social media, but in person, he's kind of an awkward guy. He's not a big fan of all that. But the spotlight, it will always be on you if you're the Florida coach. And maybe he's after that as well. I don't know. But I think it's more about that. It's 99% what I just said. If he believes that he can't win at Ole Miss, but he can at Florida, then he'll go.
Could you imagine the media team down there? to go from Billy Napier to Lane Kiffin. Oh my gosh. That room would, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Oh gosh.
All right, shout out Bulldog Mississippi, Shane. He's a cousin here. What's this one I'm a little confused about, but he's an official cousin, so we ask a question. Cousin Shane, has the outcome of the hypothetical battle of the last brisket slice, remember that was you versus Elko, has that now changed with the additions of Bobby P and Billy Gonzalez? Mm. And Billy Gonzalez is the new interim there at Florida. But he's not a bigger guy, and Bobby P, I don't think of as an eating machine.
No, it wouldn't change for me. I mean, obviously Sam would have. I'd been, you know, more worried about Sam being there. So I think no, it's going to come down to me and Elko, and Elko's been kind of angry lately. You know, maybe he's been low carb in it or something. I don't know. You know, so I think I got him. He's so busy coaching. I've been working out, you know, at all these restaurants. So
you've been training.
I've been training like a madman.
Hey, how about this one? I like this one, Shane, from Cousin Elliot. He asked us on YouTube, but he said he's been a member on YouTube for 3 years, Shane. So shout out, Cousin Elliot.
Hey, thank you, cuz.
Mike and Shane, what's your thoughts on Vandy, Tennessee being a play-in game for the college football playoff?
Well, Mike, you're the one that said it, that Tennessee is going to try to ruin Vandy's shot to the college football playoff.
Yeah.
And Pavi, what did he say? He's going to be state champ. That was like one of the things he's talking about. Say what you want. No matter how you slice this thing, this game's going to be super, super personal, and definitely to me. I feel like, you know, we got lucky last year. Now they're coming to our house. Yeah, I feel like they're – a play-in game for the playoffs, I feel like, is more likely for Tennessee than it is Vanderbilt, just because I feel like Vandy's got a tougher schedule or tougher path. But it would not blow my mind if it did come down to that.
Interesting. Vanderbilt tougher.
Yeah,
I mean, Missouri's good. I don't know that Texas is good. I don't know that Auburn's good.
Best 3-4 team in the country.
Kentucky sure as hell isn't.
Right.
And meanwhile, Tennessee plays Kentucky, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I think Oklahoma's better than any of those teams. I know they lost to Texas, but I still think they're better than them.
So, common team, take Kentucky out, take Vanderbilt out, right? So, we're talking Oklahoma and Florida. So, if you go, would you rather have Oklahoma at home and Florida in the swamp?
Which you haven't won since 2003.
Or would you rather have go the other one, Mizzou at home, Texas on the road, and an additional Auburn at home, additional SEC game?
I think I'd rather have Vanderbilt schedule.
Well, you're going to say that because you like to disagree with me.
That's true. I do. All right. How about this one, Shane? Tony Panitti. What a name here. Over under 5.5 coaches get fired this season. Remember, it was like 2.5 during the offseason.
Yeah.
We're already at 2. Yeah. Do you think so? Basically, he's asking, you know, do 6 coaches, or no, he does not. He's not saying firing. He's saying head coaching openings. Mm. So 6 coaching openings.
They'll be under that. Yeah, but
I think we could get up to 5
much.
Though.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah, I could see.
Especially if Kiffin or Drink leaves.
This damn Drink thing is picking up steam. You know, Mizzou fans don't want to talk about it, but that is a hot, hot rumor right now. And I don't know if it's because Florida has missed out on a few. I mean, we've publicly, Freeman, I think, said he turned it down. But, I mean, you're all going to say that, right? I did, too. I don't know if you knew this, but I turned the Florida job down. So put that in your title. I just feel like... That drink, usually where there's smoke, there's fire, and I wouldn't be sleeping on that news.
Well, hey, this is a good time to plug. I got a great interview dropping tomorrow. We got multiple interviews dropping tomorrow on these coaching firings and hirings. Lane Kiffin of Florida, we got a guest for that, and then we got Gabe Dielman from Power Mizzou to talk about drink and other offers. So it's a little plug. Check that out tomorrow. Hey, shout out Toby. Give us $5 more bucks, Shane. You don't think more NIL money, in-state recruiting, better facilities, and he said he wanted to be like Spurrier is enough for him to come to Florida.
Kiffin don't want to be like anybody. He wants to be his own thing, and that's why I think it's enticing to stay in Ole Miss because, right, like you said, he's doing it himself. He's going to – they'll be talking about him as an Ole Miss legend till the end of days. So you go down to Florida, you're compared to Spurrier. You just did it. Urban Meyer, you know. It's even bad coaches, Billy Napier, Dan Mullen, you know, Muschamp. So there's going to be a constant comparison. It's been a rotating, revolving door. You know, he knows Ole Miss. Even if he has a season, two seasons of no SEC wins – they're still keeping him, right? Because they know what the ceiling can be with Lane Kiffin. So, yeah.
And I don't know that Florida has more NIL than Ole Miss, really.
Right.
And hell, all this does every single time. Just ask Auburn people, Shane. All this rumors, you know what this is going to result in Ole Miss?
What's that?
Lane Kiffin. Mm-hmm. Well, getting a raise. But Lane Kiffin getting more NIL money.
Yep.
Because he'll just hang this over their heads. And it's working. And yep. They have a guy named Walker Jones, I think is his name. He is like the elite of elite when it comes to NIL running the whole operation. Yeah, Walker Jones. So he used to run Under Armour. He's an Ole Miss guy. He played there. And, again, I think they got their shit together now, Shane. But when I think of Florida and NIL, I think of Jaden Rashad and checks not getting paid. You know what I mean? So, again, we have not seen it to where Florida went all in this year.
Yeah.
But that's because they didn't fire Napier. Otherwise, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's – I don't think you can sit here and say Florida's got more NIL than Ole Miss. I really don't think you can.
Mm-mm.
But you know what I can say?
Fatal Recoil.
Welcome
to the family.
And he gave us a donation here. With Mizzou, you don't get a sip.
You get a drink.
Put it on a shirt.
Shout out J-Star. J-Star, welcome
to the family.
All right, Shane, how about we got just a couple more here. I like this question, Shane, because I would imagine Mississippi State fans feel like other shows don't even talk about them. So we're going to talk about you. Shout out Mississippi State Homer. Given that Mississippi State is literally, Shane, this sounds like you, literally 2 to 3 plays away from being 6-1.
Yes.
Which is accurate. They would be ranked top 15. Being 4-3 hurts with us beating ourselves against Tennessee and Florida. But with all that being said, of the remaining games State has left, what are the chances of getting a 6-6 or 7-5?
Well, you got to stop beating yourself, I tell you that, Mike. That's the first one. But the other one is don't sleep on them because that's the last thing you can – this is a – when you watch this bunch, it's a fiery bunch, right? I love the kids because you can just kind of see the excitement. They're all in, right? It's not just the offense watching the offense and the defense chilling. No, this is a team event. They know the world is against them, and you can feel like this locker room is together. They want to succeed. And the biggest thing they need besides an SEC win is an upset, which could happen this weekend, Mike. Yeah. Could happen 2 weeks from now. It could happen 3 weeks from now. It's going to happen. I don't know when it will. You know, they can get close so many times, but there's going to be a moment when they don't. They're just going to blow them out the water. So I feel like it's right around the corner. This isn't the same Mississippi State we saw last year. This is a new and improved football team that finally got some rest and I think was well needed. So, yeah, I told you that it would be tough for them to make a bowl game, but I'm not saying it's impossible. In fact, it wouldn't blow my mind if they don't win 7 games, you know, by the time the season's all done here.
Right. And let me put it this way, Shane.
Yeah.
Now don't get your panties in a wad here, folks, because, you know, we say a team might lose. They're like, oh, God, you hate us. You disrespect us. Would it even – yes, it would be an upset, but would it stun you truly? Think about it, Shane. The way this season's played out.
Yeah.
Would it stun you if Mississippi State beat Georgia?
No. No,
given the fact that Georgia is struggling on defense,
mm-hmm.
and hell, you know, we credit them. I credit them every week, and I say the fact they're winning these games, that You know, this is a championship mentality. I love it. Hell, honestly, I'd rather, you know, win these tight ones than win, you know, by 20 or 30 points, because right. I think you learn something about your team. But point being, I'm not saying they're going to lose the state, but given everything we've seen this year, I don't think that would even be like a top upset.
Yeah. That's what's so wild about this season. We knew parity was coming. We just didn't know it was here. And now right. we're seeing it, and we're trying to make excuses why our team barely won. We're trying to make excuses why our team lost. You know, and it's like, just face it. We're at a point right now where we have got pretty much even teams. There's a handful of them that are more talented than the others. I think deeper than the others. Those are the ones that are probably going to make the run, you know, in the playoffs. But to sit here and act like Team A can't beat Team B, it doesn't matter. You take the patches off, you put this team on the football field, you're going to watch a damn good football game. I don't care who it is. So that's just where we're at. We just haven't wrapped our head around it yet. And it's going to take a couple of these seasons where you're just like, how the hell did we, like, if Tennessee would have lost to Mississippi State, we would have been like, the sky is falling, you know? But then when it happens to another team, you're like, see, I told you Mississippi State was good. Nobody didn't want to hear it, but look at them now.
All right, final one before the food question, Shane.
Yeah.
Not Whit Weeks. What a cool name. Now, no one's asking this, right? If Lane leaves Ole Miss, who's Ole Miss hiring? Who's your first call?
Oh, I think you want to keep it exciting, right? The last thing you want to do is lose momentum. So, buddy, you better believe whatever I was about to offer Lane, I'm going to offer a big name. So what's that name look like, though? I don't know. I would.
You know, the guy they were going to try to get when Lane almost left for Auburn?
Huh.
I don't know if it'd be kind of weird if they tried to get him now, but they were going to reach out to Jeff Lebby. Because he worked under Lane. Yeah. He was the offensive coordinator. So it was kind of like a seamless transition. But again, he's state's coach now.
God. Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah. I would like, I personally would think Golish would be a good one in that scenario. I just don't think the name, like the boosters aren't going to be like, oh God, we're getting Golish. But even though I think when you look at the roster that Lane has built would fit yeah. perfect with what Golish wants to do. Yeah. So, you know, and plus he's a fiery guy. He's a likable guy. I feel like he could get that locker room to stick in there. And plus he's got a track record of, you know, production down there.
Runs a similar offense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, Shane. Your answer is probably better, but again, I'm putting this guy too much on a pedestal, but he's coach there, Shane. Give me John Summerall.
What about Dillingham? I see Rick down here. He said, what about old Dillingham?
That'd be a good one.
He said something today. You know, one of the things I liked about the comment he made today, it was a couple of days ago.
Was it on the numbers?
Yeah. I just thought that was pretty cool, man. He's like, I don't call players by their numbers. I call them by their names. He goes, and I feel like that's the problem, and I'm paraphrasing, that a lot of coaches have around here. They just view them as numbers. And and I think a good players coach, you know, would be perfect for a team like Ole Miss, because you can see that's what people are drawn to down there in Ole Miss right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, Shane, final question here, football, and he's always got a food question here, is from Trey, cousin Trey here. Does Arkansas need to run or pass better to beat Auburn? What's your thoughts on that, cousin Trey Tucker?
Does Arkansas?
Yeah, I guess what he's really asking is, you know, what's more important to beat Auburn this weekend?
Yeah.
Does Arkansas need to have a better passing game or running game?
I know this sounds crazy, but I think passing. And I'm not sitting here saying that rushing wouldn't be great. I would love to get the running backs going, but I think the key to beating Auburn is beating them. Like getting as many points as possible in a hurry, and I feel like their passing game is going to be what does that.
Hey, shout out P5. We should take a shot every time Mike says John Subra.
Seriously, yeah. I'd be blistered right now.
Just like our guy, Cousin JR.
Baby. Cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR. He gifted Ben Hodge. Ben,
Welcome to the family. Our little gamer. Yeah, baby.
I love it. Food questions for Shane.
Yes. About time. It better not be about a barbecue.
Well, I think I may have done this wrong. Pizza or Memphis barbecue?
Damn it. I knew he'd ask barbecue. He loves barbecue. I love barbecue, but give me pizza. Yeah. Pizza. Okay. Because pizza, you can have different times of the day. I can have a breakfast pizza. And not that I can't have barbecue in the morning, but you can't just grab it cold, you know, and just roll with it. So pizza's, you got so many different variations you can do.
Okay, he says Lay's chips or Ruffles chips?
Ruffles, yeah. Yeah, because I like Dean's dip. That, you know, so it's a good, not a sponsor of the show, but they should be. I've tried others, and nothing's better than Dean's. So it goes great with the old Ruffies.
Hey, I don't want to lose it, so I'm going to ask you this. SEC Sean, appreciate you. Yeah. Rank your top three fast food burgers.
Pal's number one. You know, I had a burger at what was the name? I'm thinking of fast food. That, what is that? I don't know if you consider it a burger. A lot of people don't. It's the ones that are on the Texas toast. And I don't know if it's because I was hungover, but it's over at Steak and Shake. That comes on Texas toast.
Is that fast food?
Is it not?
Don't you have to go in there?
No, it's drive through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was like a patty.
You know all the spots.
Yeah. No, yeah. Trust me, I'm not getting out of the car for a burger. Yeah. And then number three, I would probably say there's a lot of good ones. See, like Five Guys, you got to get out of the car. So I don't know if you consider that fast food. So I'm not going to consider that.
That is a good one, though.
Yeah, Five Guys is great. I would probably say Five. Would you consider Five Guys as fast food? I should probably ask you that.
Yeah, I'll let you have this one.
Yeah, all right.
All right, back to Trey. Salt and vinegar or sea salt and black pepper?
Neither one, but my wife likes the salt and V's. So I've got to do that because I'm out, you know, so in a pinch. Now, if you're doing them, as long as it's like the Cape Cod thick, you know, those are okay.
Oh, wait, I'm sensing a theme here, Shane. I think I screwed this all up. These are all chips, right?
Yeah, yes.
So the first one, he was asking not pizza or Memphis barbecue, but he was saying what flavor Pringles. Have you had those pizza flavored or Memphis barbecue flavored?
Not had the Memphis, but, I mean, if I'm going Pringles, I'm going the sour cream and onion. That's the OG. Yeah, I mean, we always, and then the cheddar one. It's funny. It's like, you remember those popcorn things we used to get, the tins, and there's like three things? You know, I always do that with Pringles.
We prayed we got to it before Shane did.
Yeah, caramel's gone first, cheese is gone last, and then the OG butter sitting there.
Doritos, Cool Ranch, or Spicy Nacho?
Cool Ranch Doritos. Those are classics for me. And they're perfect. You talk about a home burger. Uh-huh. I love making a home burger on the grill with Cool Ranch Dorito chips. It just goes together perfect.
All right. On the Border chips or Missions? Have you had those? Those are like both brands of tortilla chips.
On the Border. And what was the other one?
It's called Missions.
Yeah. I think Missions the only one I've had. But honestly,
they're all the same, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't notice a difference in those, except maybe like the scoops, you know, the little, right. Those are kind of cool.
Oh, well, then you ain't going to like this. Final one, Shane. Tostitos scoops the worst chip?
They're not the worst. Actually, I enjoy them with chili. You talked about like you put chili on top of it. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty good, but I prefer the smaller Fritos if I'm making a chili deal.
Okay.
Hey. But I scoop them. I scoop.
Well, we know you scoop, buddy. We had the SEC injury report just came out, Shane. Yeah. I want to break this down real quick. Ole Miss, big one here potentially. Tight end Daquan Wright, he's been outstanding. He's questionable against Oklahoma.
Uh-oh.
So keep that in your back pocket. Oklahoma, meanwhile, is questionable. Javonta Barnes, running back.
Yeah.
Offensive linemen Derek Simmons and Logan Howard. So that's kind of big. And they got three other offensive linemen that they've been out all year, but they're out. Doubtful Keontae's Lewis, their receiver. Going through these others to see if there's anything. Nothing really on Arkansas, Auburn worth mentioning. Alabama, South Carolina. Nothing. Missouri Vanderbilt looking pretty good. Injury free. Texas. CJ Baxter, running back probable. That's good news for Texas. As is defensive back Xavier Fields of Me. Mississippi State questionable. The running back Fluff Bothwell. So that's big. And LSU linebacker for, I guess, A&M, Shane. Whit Weeks, doubtful. That's big. That's big.
That's why he's in the comment section. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, snap, Shane. Tennessee linebacker Arion Carter.
Yeah.
Questionable against Kentucky. And Kentucky, meanwhile, they're questionable. Seth McGowan, running back.
That's a big one.
Yeah, so those are going to be the injuries to watch here.
Yeah, no. Ben posted blue Takis are great. Have you ever had Takis?
I don't think so.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. It is not that good. So, I mean, but my daughter, she says if you get it with sour cream, like you dip, like it's a dip, it's not as bad. Yeah, they're like rolled up tortillas, and then they're just freaking hot as hell.
Oh, yeah, no. I've had that one time, never again.
Yeah, not the blue. I've never had the blue ones, but I had the regular ones, I guess.
not a fan.
Look here. Tim. Just became a member. Welcome to the family.
As did Ethan Chen. Ethan Chansey. Chansey.
Welcome to the family.
SEC Shaw says, is it Kentucky's whole team questionable?
I'm listed questionable every week, you know?
All right, buddy. Anything else before we hop off the line?
No, it's good seeing everybody. Be sure to hit that thumbs up. Doesn't cost a dime to do it, but it truly does help us out. And thank you for spreading the word about the greatest podcast about the Southeastern Conference. So we'll be on tomorrow. We got some picks. So Mike's got some interviews coming out tomorrow as well. So be sure to have your notifications on. As soon as those hits, you will be notified. Oh, and today's shout outs. Thank you, JP. Sorry, I was slipping. Shout outs go to Rolls Royce, SEC Shaw, Junior, Stephen Up, Zoe V, Tyler Adams, The Aggie, Benton Burge, Storm Chaser, Duddy Price, Corrections 101, Toby, Fatal Recoil, Cousin JR, and a big thank you to Mr. Sip for the Cowbells. Thank you so much. Thank you, JP, for putting the list together. And don't forget, if you see me at Dollywood, just holler at me. I'll come over. like a petting zoo. I'll just come on over. And I will be at Tennessee Legends on Friday, 7 o'clock. So hopefully I get to see some cousins up there as well.
Yeah, you're working at Dollywood these days.
Yeah. I'm like an attraction anymore, you know?
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.